The Weatherford family enjoys life in Lowell for many reasons. Of course, the inclusiveness of the schools and the neighborhood. To 13-year-old Cam, who has cerebral palsy, uses a wheelchair to get around. Let's talk about a little about life and MyUCP, how a recent introduction to a new branding and more. And, of course, the blog. Jane Weatherford on the line. Jane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thank you for you and, of course, sharing your story to inspire others as many find themselves with unique challenges and life rolling right along. So here we go. First of all, how's Cam?
Well, he's great. He is actually one of the happiest individuals you will ever meet, to be honest. He does not let his disability keep him down at all.
Wonderful. Take me back 13 years ago.
13 years ago, I had a very normal pregnancy, and at 30 weeks, I went into the hospital for an emergency C-section. Out of the blue, very surprising. There were complications at birth, and they're not certain what actually facilitated the cerebral palsy, but we knew when Cam was 11 months of age that he needed to go in for an MRI and be checked, and there were other signs of early development that just weren't there as expected. So when we brought him to Helen DeVos and took him through a series of tests, his diagnosis was given at 11 months of age, and we weren't sure what to expect. We didn't know what the road looked like ahead of us, and so kind of on a daily basis, we were figuring things out.
When did you come to be involved with MyUCP?
Very early on, actually. What's wonderful about Kent County is that we have so many resources available to us. And as I've come to find over the years, it's just not the same when you go to other states, other cities, and other areas, and certainly other countries don't have the same options and organizations that we do to connect with. So MyUCP was actually, the information was provided to me by a Grand Valley State University professor. Dr. Lisa Kenyon provided the information to us, and she's actually connected us to many organizations in the community. And because of her, we got involved with MyUCP and became connected there and learned and discovered that it's a great resource for not only advocacy, but looking up other programs and just understanding information. And it's a very easy website to remember, myucp.org. So very simple to get to and easy to navigate.
Thank you for that. And of course, formerly United Cerebral Palsy of Detroit and Michigan. So cliff notes of the past 13 years and perhaps the schooling, the progression, and Cam's life, please.
Absolutely. So Cam, at a very young age, was brought into inclusion, which essentially means that he's included with general education. So in preschool, he attended Wellerwood, and they had special education available for students needing that extra service. And so from the age of 2.5, believe it or not, he actually was on a full-size school bus. And I know people talk about putting their children on a school bus at age 6 or 7 to go to kindergarten. We did that at age 2.5. So it Wow. was definitely quite a shock for us. And we just cannot say enough about the people we encountered along the way. In preschool, we were connected with wonderful physical therapists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, and of course, special education teachers. And as Cam's education has progressed, every step of the way has just been amazing, because what we didn't expect is that we'd have this high standard, this high level of acceptance, of inclusion at every different school he attended. Because he attended preschool and then K through 4 and then 5-6 building, and now he's in a 7-8 building. And literally every step of the way, as parents, we had a lot of trepidation, hesitation, wondering, is it going to be the same? Will he be accepted? Will he be included in all of these activities? And will he be given opportunities? I think that's what we're always wondering the most, is will he be given the opportunities that he needs to continue to grow, to continue to mature, to continue to understand the world around him? And literally, we have been not only surprised but overjoyed every single time. And unlike us, our son is somewhat much more accepting of those changes. So he has accepted each change very readily from a school perspective. And it's really been his parents that have been more apprehensive and concerned. But he's never had that concern, which is wonderful.
Wonderful. To you, Jean Weatherford, talking on behalf of son Cam, a story that touches our heart, and certainly the good work that MyUCP, that's MI-UCP, does in the educational and more atmosphere. Have you been featured in an advertising campaign?
Cam and I have. And Ooh. On the website, you can read our story at myucp.org. And surprisingly enough, we didn't realize this at the time, but when the team came out in the summertime to interview us and take pictures, and then they produced different videos from different stories all across Michigan, which is just amazing. They were able to really capture a broad brush of inclusion and how that functions and how it works in the community. And we didn't know it at the time, but Cameron's picture, Cam and my picture, is on the front page of the brochure from MyUCP that's available to individuals who visit the organization or who want to know more about it.
Wonderful. And you blog. Tell me how this started.
So our blog is www.cweatherford.com, and it actually started as a way to keep in touch with our family. We have extended family not only in this country, but in other countries around the world, and it was really a way to update everyone. And we're so appreciative that the hospital has care pages and all of those types of things. But I'm married to a senior network administrator who obviously has a vast control of the internet. So he wanted to set up just a website right away so that it would be easier to continue the story, not realizing at the time that I would be writing this every week for the past 13 years, because every time I thought, oh, there's just not enough to write about, or we really haven't done anything this week, someone would reach out to me and say, you know, I really love reading Cam's story because it's all about Cam. It's not about how his parents feel necessarily or what they're going through. It's really all about him and his activities and his perception and his viewpoint of things. So we try to write it from that perspective as opposed to this is what happened to his parents on a weekly basis. It also forces us to take pictures, believe it or not, because yeah. we're chronicling and cataloging everything. So it's we don't try to make it distract from our family activity, but we try to be aware that we do need to chronicle things and take pictures. And what's fun about that is now we can go there and there's actually a search bar there, so I can type in first tooth or lost tooth or surgery, and we now have a living really document of what has happened over the past 13 years.
Wonderful. What do you tell the other Weatherford family that may be going through what you went through 13 years ago?
It's a very good question because everyone has a different story and everyone has different challenges. And certainly our challenges are very different from what other people have. But we always tell people, too, that it's certainly not to minimize what anyone else is going through, because in the past year, we've all experienced different yeah. things in life and we've had to adjust to different things. But what we always tell people is to try to stay positive. That's so important, not only to us, but we see that through Cam and how he's matured over the years. He really does always look at things on the positive side of life, and it just seems so important to be able to keep that positivity when you're going through anything, because it truly does seem to help you get to that next step, get to that next hour, that next day.